It is Monday afternoon, and that means that it's time for Wild Country Connects. With it being Monday, we are talking to Jerry Manor from Seacom Federal Credit Union. Jerry, good day.
Well, good day to you as well. Hope things are going well.
Things are going well. Now, I understand we're going to be talking today about plastic, and we're not necessarily talking about the reduce, reuse, recycle plastic, but, well, maybe the reduce part.
We might. You know, credit cards, debit cards, other payment cards. Well, what they do is they let you pay for things online or in stores without using cash. What a concept, right? You know, different types of payment cards work in different ways. So when you're deciding which kind of card is right for you, you need to consider how each card works, what fees you might have to pay, what interest you might have to pay, and what legal protections each card offers. So, of course, we have to start with credit cards, right?
Yes.
You know, when you use a credit card, you're borrowing money to buy something now. Credit cards let you carry a balance from month to month, but charge you interest on your unpaid balances. And of course, when you borrow, you have to pay the money back. Now, how much you'll pay is based on your annual percentage rate, also known as APR. Higher the APR, the more interest you pay. Also affects how much your minimum payment will be. But as I've often said, if you pay in full by the due date, you don't pay any interest. What a concept, huh? But if you don't make your payments on time, your APR could increase by a lot. You know, many credit cards charge an annual fee. They may also charge fees for cash advances, balance transfers, and going over your credit limit. And if you don't make your payment on time, you could also be charged a late fee. So again, you want to make sure. Credit cards give you certain protections under the law. For example, if someone uses your card without your permission, before you report it lost or stolen, the maximum you can be responsible for is just $50. And most credit cards waive that. Credit cards also are safer than other payment cards because you can have dispute rights. In other words, if it's not you or it's not good, you can dispute that and you most likely will get the money back. So good. Now, a secured credit card works just like a regular credit card, but you put up the money in front so that you can get a card if you, say, are credit challenged and have trouble getting a card. So you deposit the money, and that kind of acts as collateral. And then you use the card for a while, and you pay on time, and you can change it into a regular credit card. Now, let me ask you this. What's the difference between a credit card and a charge card, you know?
I don't know that I do. I haven't heard the term charge card in a while.
Well, charge cards are often confused with credit cards. Now, with charge cards, you don't pay any interest. You don't have a preset spending limit. When you buy something, you have to pay off the balance in full when you get your statement. Some charge cards make you pay a high annual fee. They also may charge you a fee if your payment is late. Charge cards offer the same liability and dispute protections as credit cards under the law. You know, the old American Express cards were charge cards where you had to pay in full every month. Now, what about a debit card? You might even have one.
Oh, I do. I have a couple of those.
Yeah, it's basically looks like a credit card, but it's usually tied to a checking account. A debit card lets you pay with money. It's yours. Already in your checking account, you're not borrowing. You don't pay interest. Debit cards don't usually have fees unless, of course, you overdraw the checking account that it's connected to. They give you certain protections as well under the law. Depending on how soon you report the problem, debit cards limit the maximum amount you might be responsible for if the card is lost or stolen. But if you don't report the problem quickly, you may not be able to get any money back. And what you can dispute with credit cards is also more limited than, or I should say with debit cards, is more limited than with credit cards. And the final one we're going to quickly touch on, basically you get a card and load money on it. And that is, you know, it's called a prepaid debit card or stored value card or even a gift card. You can buy a gift card. But basically, that is a card you put money on. And you can register your prepaid card to get important protections. So if you do buy a prepaid card, make sure you get it registered. But plastics, supposedly making your life easier, depends on how you use them.
Jerry, a pleasure as always, and I know that we will be talking to you again next week.
You will indeed. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.